Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Turn me on. Turn me out. That's right, that's right. That's Jody Watley, man. On one of them Andre Simone produced tracks. You know what I mean? That was that five name back in around about 87, 88, something like that right there. 86, 87. Something like that right there. 87, yeah. Mm-hmm. Jody Watley was like at the top of the game. And same time, you know, a few years after that, her sister came out. Black Tail Magazine. You don't know nothing about Black Tail Magazine. You remember? I know I have no business knowing about Black Tail Magazine. Oh, man, I may have some vintage copies. Sister Cassandra.
Good morning, Dr. Slaughter. How are you?
I'm well, just concerned, but...
So am I.
I am well, yeah.
So am I.
So what, Sister Cassandra, what's your, like, official status?
I'm a green card holder, but I'm married. I'm a married woman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I was actually thinking of applying for my citizenship this year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Will this
new rule impact you?
It shouldn't, because I am comfortably off.
Mm-hmm.
So it shouldn't.
So you've never had to use any kind of public assistance in any way?
No, I haven't.
And that's what disqualifies people. But, you know, my thing is, you know, sister, maybe that's the, maybe that's what they're using now. But who's to say they won't change the criteria?
Of course, it is a done deal that they're going to change the criteria. They always move the goalposts. They move the goalposts to suit them and for it to work against us.
And let's just be clear. Let's be clear, too. You're a black woman, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so this rule could impact you.
Exactly.
Okay, that's my point. That's been my point, sister. Go ahead.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to you. It's just that I've not had enough time to phone in and talk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But Boston Joseph and Favour King, they forget they're black men?
Well, yeah.
Have they forgotten their struggle? I'm so upset when I hear our own people talk like that. So, okay, so at the moment, they're highlighting the Mexicans. You don't think black people are also going through the same thing?
Yep.
Don't get it twisted. The reality is, once they finish demoralizing the Spanish community,
mm-hmm.
the Hispanic community,
mm-hmm.
they're coming for us again.
Yeah.
We're next in line. We're going to get caught napping on this.
See, and that's my point, sister. I only wish that people would
remember
the historical trajectory.
Exactly.
Also, not only that, be clear that the historical trajectory is cyclical.
Yes, it is.
if they oppressed you once, they will target you for oppression again.
Exactly.
Until you're wiped out and no longer able to resist.
Exactly. So. It's there. It's happened before, and it will happen again.
Yes. And I join you in feeling a bit, just disheartened that people are not able to think more clearly.
Yes.
and to see,
what's
further than the nose.
What's going on down the road?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going on down the road?
Can't see further than the nose at the end of their face, and that's scary.
Yeah. And I think, I can't remember who said, sorry, I had to put some notes because sometimes I get so excited when I phone in that I forget what I phoned up to talk about. So I took some notes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was born and bred in England.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Eastern Europeans flooded the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the jobs that English people didn't want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They didn't want the jobs. They're a bunch of lazy buggers anyway. It's the truth. Every minute they...
The British are lazy because what they did was came here, kill everybody, and bring some people who they enslaved to do the work for them because they were so damn lazy that they didn't want to work for themselves.
Lazy.
Yeah.
But these Eastern Europeans, my God, I know I'm a bit OCD, but they are worse than I am.
Mm.
Yeah? So when they're clean, they clean.
They clean. Yeah, when I lived in Germany, there was, them sisters, the Polish sisters, you're talking about them Eastern Europeans. Man, them people
They
work hard and they be broke down, They work so hard that they fall apart.
They fall apart like we did.
Yeah, like they did us. Yeah. Because those were their first slaves. They called them Slavs.
Okay.
They were the first people that the British enslaved and the French enslaved and the Spanish enslaved.
Thank you.
Yes.
And it wasn't that long ago. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it all bent out of shape.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you did ask a question, and I'm sorry to be going on because
it's okay.
You're
talking good. It's all good.
You asked the question last week. Should we not all be united?
Oh, that got shot down. So.
What is it going to take for us to realize we must stand in unification or solidarity
mm-hmm.
to our Latino brothers and sisters? We must do it. It is imperative that we do it.
And we have to educate them. See, the thing about it is, they are being educated in the same schools that our children are being miseducated
exactly.
in. And so they're receiving misinformation. They're being taught misinformation about themselves.
Exactly.
And they're not clear about that.
They're really not. Spain, which is one of the closest warm countries to England,
mm-hmm.
there was a time I was thinking to go there to retire.
Mm-hmm.
But the racists, they're so racist.
Yeah.
And then...
They tell you, they're super racist.
They don't own it. They don't own their culture.
And you know why they're so racist? They're so racist because they know that on them DNA strands is African. They're African.
Yeah.
and they mad about it.
They're crazy mad about it. Don't get it twisted. They're so mad.
It's, you know what? With much knowledge and wisdom comes much pain. And so when someone said that ignorance is bliss, I think that is what they were talking about. Because if you don't know what time it is, you'll follow a striped goat down the path. You know what I'm saying? Just like people, I hear black people saying that they trust and they believe and they follow Donald Trump. That's the striped goat, It's interesting and but it speaks to our illness and the reality that we need to be healed. We need healing. So that's why I'm inviting people to come to the Blood Community Sunday. I got something for you.
I'm out of town. My sister's having her birthday in Florida, so I'm going there.
Otherwise,
I would love to come.
Well, tell her I said happy birthday, okay?
I will.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day,
always
sister.
Always good talking to you.
It's always my honor, sister. Appreciate you.
You take care.
All right. All right, then, man. Turn it on, man. Little Jody Watlin. Serenade us. Mm-hmm. 404-892-2703 is the number I got a slot for you to jump into that Sister Cassandra just jumped out of.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.